Welcome everyone, we're back again, Bez Hashem, Shir number 8 in the series of Sefer Avigdor Miller, Ara Avigdon, Chayvus Al Vavais. And before going further, you get some guidance on how to acquire Betachin, and there are two important ways to do so that he's going to discuss. And he talks first, before he goes into it, Rav Avigdor Miller, he explains how to acquire Betachin as a summary. Two suggestions. The first one being is that before you proceed with any activity, ask Hashem for help. So for example, if you're a salesman and you're waiting that before they admit you to see the president of the company because you want an order, you want an account, and while you're waiting, you say, Hashem, please give me Hatzlacha with this customer. You want to learn a Daf Gemara, and you sit down and learn. Hashem, please give me Hatzlacha in learning this Gemara. When you're going to see a potential Shidduch, ask Hashem to give you Hatzlacha. You're going for a walk, ask Hashem for Hatzlacha to be able to give you the walk across the street, and so on and so forth. Every Prat you ask Him. Before you go driving, ask Him for help and for success on your trip. So in a way, this aspect is, by the way, that even if you're potter from Tfilas HaDerech completely, it still can't hurt, and it's even beneficial to say, please protect me in the car and let me get to where I need to go and help it be L'Shem Shemayim and so on. B'chol derechecha do'ehu. In every single aspect, you ask Hashem, you feel Hashem, and to rely, basically, on Hashem, to recognize that everything depends on Him, and that's betachin. He always talks about hishtadlus, though. You do things to protect yourself. You try to have good merchandise when you're selling merchandise, and so on. But you still recognize it's Hashem that's delivering. So, of course, you do things to protect yourself. But you have in mind Hashem all the time. You trust Hashem when you're learning, that Hashem will help you with your learning. You're trusting Hashem with the davening, that Hashem will help with your davening. So whatever you're about to do, no matter how unimportant it may seem, ask Hashem, please let me carry it out. Let me go down these stairs safely. Please guide me to buy the right things, and so on and so forth. The second suggestion is that when the planned activity is accomplished, then you thank Hashem. You're a salesman, you made the order, thank Hashem sincerely and at length for the taiva that He has just given you. Otherwise, if you arrive safely or you succeed in getting a shidduch, you know, you won't have that akar satay, but over here you thank Hashem and then it will absorb into your personality. When you're married, look at the chazdei Hashem towards you and recognize it's all from Hashem. So again, it's davening beforehand for His help and thanking Hashem after He has helped. Even when you go on a shidduch and you were turned down from a shidduch, we had some shiurim rapam, how you're supposed to handle that, but you thank Him. You say to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, who knows what this saved me from, and you saved me. And so on. It sounds silly, but again, it's not. When you kriya shma lamita, please, Hashem, help me wake up in the morning. And when you get up in the morning, maidani lefanecha, I am grateful to thank you, Melech HaYikayim, our living and eternal King, Shechzar to be Nishmasi Bechemla. You returned my soul with me with compassion, Rabba Munasecha, and abundant is your faithfulness. So you're training yourself, basically, in Amunah from both sides of the front. Beforehand, by asking Him His help. Afterhand, thanking Hashem for your health. We're going to go back now to the differences between a Baal HaBetachin and this Baal Kameo who used to change, or at least they believed so, gold, iron into gold. So he says, over there, Rashishi Shah Baal Kameo, in the Betuch Mechaloi Madvar. Bottom line is, the alchemist that does this is subject to illnesses, diseases. Shem Varvin loves him Chasei Ba'ashroi, that he will spoil his happiness and his wealth. They're not giving pleasure to what he's available to him. And he would have the pleasure that was required of him. Bashem, one trusts Hashem, batuach min amad v'chalayim. He is free from... Oh, And Shema Arvin Olav Simchasi Ba'ashrei, who spoiled his happiness with his wealth. And the illness that his old chemist will have will not permit him to enjoy all the wealth that's available to him. And he won't have pleasure in the stored gold and silver that he has in his possession. But one who trusts in Hashem, batuach, is secure min amadvim, from all diseases and all illnesses. El al derech kapara. But sometimes if he does get ill or things like that, it sometimes could be a kapara. So an example he gives here is, let's say you owe someone $10,000 and he says, forget about the whole thing. Once you accept this one slap from me, he'll take that slap. It's a privilege. That's the way we need to learn when we experience something painful. It's because bottom line is we want him. He understands us and gives us peace of mind, and we need to serve him. Or in a form of exchange. In other words, a person has certain experiences and suffers, but when Hashem causes a tzaddik to have that suffering, it's to improve his character, which is a great benefit if it's not because of a sin. It's a big bracha. So therefore, in general, a Baal HaPetachim can trust in Hashem to keep him well and protected against accidents. If anything did happen, he knows it's for his benefit. Like Yeshaya says, the young youths will become weary and worn out. And the young men may stumble and block. Those who have strength, those who hope in Hashem gains strength and newness. The evil ones break. And Hashem supports the tzaddikim. So, basically, we need to understand to be aware of challenges and to focus deeply on what Hashem is doing, that he's running the whole world. And in this shir, basically, that a Baal Kamei is subject to illnesses, but one who trusts Hashem, b'derech klal, usually Hashem gives him 90% of the siyat d'shmaya in order to help. Bracha v'atzlacha.